The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns and pumps and explode into space.
Born to be wild. Is that a groovy song? Is that cool out? Can you feel that? Can you get into a 70s song? 60s. 60s actually here, right? Is that right? 69? Oh, yeah. This was like the hippest, coolest. It was a monster song when we were kids in high school. Born to be Wild. We thought we were the grooviest, the baby boomers. Now we go, what? Come on, here we go. 806 with Jersey Joe on the radio. 877-970-2999. Five boroughs in the house. Wait for it. Here it is. I know you're talking about it.
Born to be wild.
Now we're just old and tired. We ain't going down, baby. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us. Al Gattulo is here. Chris is here. The guys are here. Owen is here. George is here. Matt Sambolin is here. We got our video going. We're YouTubing. We're Facebooking. And if you go to am970answer.com, you can see where to find us on the video-wise. And I apologize. I haven't had a chance to get back to social media. And I'm just so delinquent with that nowadays because we've been so busy. But I find myself, as I finally get back to where I got to go, a hotel or something, and I'm going to rest. And then I look at my phone, and there's messages and there's tweets, and I got to get back, and I got to post. So I apologize if I don't catch up with the message that you're kind enough to send to old Joe on Facebook and on Twitter, but I'll do my best to do that. 807 with Jersey Joe. Great time. Great shout out to Mitchell Modell and the Modell Foundation for helping out those with Crohn's and colitis. Mitchell's mom, Shelby, was up there and was honored. Watching Mitchell give the award to his mother was something that was so beautiful. It was one of the most beautiful moments I've seen at a nonprofit function, and it was just so nice to see. And it was at Chelsea Piers over there, and Matilda Cuomo was there. These gals look so great, so great. It was so nice. We took pictures. We had fun. We laughed. They were helping out people in need, and it was just so happy. Who was that? Whose phone was that? Was that mine? Could have been me. Who was that?
Either you or the phone that you've appropriated that you found, probably.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. All right.
Hey.
It's not too distracting.
Okay. That was the best. Someone left their phone.
Yeah.
And I happened to...
He happens to be a guest on the program today.
I just happened to have somebody find the phone, and I have it with me. So
yes,
you do. Is my face red? My face is red.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Little bit.
You look good.
Yeah, you look great.
I could use the color, actually.
Great. No, you look good.
And then my suit jacket keeps these chairs. Where's my X chair? Well, you know what? When we go on, we have to get the X chair, okay, guys? We'll have to bring it in, my X chair in.
And order another.
Order another. Come on,
order
let's
another.
Do it. Get the xchair.com if you want.
Get three.
We should get new chairs.
Well,
the,
everybody
studio.
Does. You get the extras. It's sensational, and you could get them around the whole console. So anyway, it was a great night, and congratulations, Mr. Modell. It was. I'll tell you what, it was great. We stayed a little bit. Got no sleep, but it was
well.
Great.
You know, God bless you for doing that. I really did not know much about Crohn's or
yes,
colitis,
devastating.
But
devastating.
You know, my friend who used to host the show before you did has really battled colitis.
Really,
a real tough time. He's having such a tough time with it that you know, whenever people see him now on television or out and about, people say to me, "Hey, is something wrong with that guy? What's the matter with that guy? He has lost so much weight. He looks like a skeleton." Because he's had such a hard time with colitis.
Wow,
we have a person who works here, and she's had a real tough time with colitis. Had to take, have to have a surgery, had to take a lot of time off from work, and on top of that, constantly in pain, constantly in search of probiotics or anything that's going to give them any bit of relief. So that is great that you're doing that.
Yeah, that particular person had surgery, came back on the air 2 days later.
Yeah,
that was a thrill.
No, but listen, was, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, you know what? There will be a cure for that soon, and that's what the Modell.
Well, that's why it's so great that you do that.
That's Mitchell Modell. He stepped up, and you know, he lost a family member, and it's just a devastating thing. So, Mitchell, thank God. And it was just a great night. You know, who knows? Scott Sanford was there from Channel 11, who was great. And Mr. G was in the house yesterday. Oh, it was a lot of fun. So we had a great time. It's just, you know, it's nice when you can have fun at those situations.
Absolutely.
Frankie Five Boroughs, I actually kind of enjoyed myself.
Good.
I always go, make the appearance, and you got to get out of there, you know?
I know that's...
it and quit it.
Lorraine Bracco was there.
You're kidding.
No, it was great. It was
She's
great
terrific.
To see. Yeah, Roger Bear was there with Judy. So it's great. And I was saying to Frankie before, I'm going to go into the news. In New York, it's such a... You think people think, oh, New York, wow! But it's such a neighborhood town.
You're so right.
You know what I mean? And when you see and you hang with the people in this great city, it's like it's not like Hollywood. Like everybody's a star and everybody. Oh, I hung out with this film star. It's all regular, grounded folks. I think, and not to take anything away from Hollywood, I'm sure they're nice people. But you know, Roger Bear's the leading scorer in New York Rangers history. That's an incredible feat when you think about. It. Not before or since, you know? And yet he's a buddy we're hanging out. And Mitchell Modell, you see Modells all around. You hear Mitchell and grounded and just trying to help people. It's nice. And we have Dr. Rock Positano. For me to be able to go to my daughter, let's go to Dr. Rock. And I go to the HSS's great hospitals, world-class hospital. Everybody around the world goes HSS. There's Dr. Rock taking my daughter there. And Rocky's as Brooklyn as ever, being as the great doctor that he is. It's a great place to be from right
Absolutely.
Here. That's
Couldn't
why I don't leave. That's why they got to lower our taxes. Because once this tax reform comes in, we're going to get slammed. Thank you to Peter King. Thank you to Dan Donovan for standing up for the people of New York. I don't know how they're going to get away with this and that I can't write off alimony. I mean, Frankie,
well,
you will.
Your grandfather did. You will still be able, anybody paying alimony now, you can keep your deductions. But anyone that's planning on getting divorced in the future, if this House version of the bill passed, you will not be able to.
Of course I'm going to get divorced in the future. Maybe you're married again, you get divorced in the future, huh? No, so this tax reform situation, it looks like, I don't know if it's going to pass, but for some reason, all the Republicans seem mighty calm that this will pass the House and the Senate in two different bills with different brackets. Can't they bring Steve Forbes in and go, Mr. Forbes from Forbes Incorporated, Mr. Forbes, what do you got? Flat tax. Boom.
Well, but then you still lose all your deductions with a flat tax.
Yeah, but it's so dramatically lower that it equals out, no? Mm-hmm.
Well, but it still has the same effect of hurting New York and New Jersey because you have the high-income earners moving out of the state because they can't deduct local, state and local taxes or the property taxes anymore.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that would be great for, you know, 38 states, but for the 12 states that, you know, have high taxes, it would be tough.
I know. And then they say, and now Governor-elect Murphy is starting to, I'm against the Trump plan. Well, how about a plan to lower property taxes in New Jersey? How about a Prop 13? I would propose that to the newly elected governor-to-be in New Jersey. A Prop 13 where you don't give it to the legislature. You give anything to the legislature. All they know how to do, not create revenue. Not to bring jobs in, and when they do, it's going to be marijuana, which I don't know why I'm not comfortable with this. I see the stats in Colorado, and I get nervous. I'm not comfortable with that. You could do – how about creating generic drugs, like I said? I had a whole litany of plans.
I mean, that's why I think you would have been a much more formidable candidate than Kim Guadagno.
Well,
because she had no vision for the state.
No,
you know,
her
vision was don't vote for the other guy. He's going to raise your taxes. Voters time and again have showed that does not work. You know, you can't just be against against the other guy, you have to actually offer a positive vision that's simple to understand.
Well, Kim, she did. She had that circuit breaker. She was.
You need a PhD to understand what that circuit breaker is.
I know, but on the other side, it was all anti-Trump. That's all it was. What is your plan?
Exactly.
What is your platform? Right. I still don't know.
You're exactly right.
I still don't know.
You're
what
exactly
it is.
Right.
Legalize marijuana. Make New Jersey a sanctuary state. And this is what we voted
right.
for.
And
in
raise
New
taxes on millionaires. That's
and then,
right.
And then complain about the Trump administration tax, which I understand. But can you lower our taxes? Can you? I know I did hear Phil Murphy talk about consolidation, But it's not really the police, the firefighters, or the teachers. It's the administrative costs that drive up the property taxes.
Well, and there's
in schools.
Look, there's really. I think you hit the nail on the head. Until government at any level, state, local, federal, is prepared to do something about what it spends,
yeah.
then you really can't have a discussion about tax reform
yeah.
or tax cuts.
Yeah.
There was a time when Republicans were upset that President Obama had added $19 trillion to the national debt, right? More than any president combined. Or I think $10 trillion for a total of $19 trillion. Where are those fiscal hawks now? Where are those guys that cared about deficits back then? The Republicans are about to pass a tax plan, Joe, which is loaded with gimmicks, which adds $1.7 trillion to the debt over 10
yeah,
years.
Yeah.
Why did we care about deficits when Obama was spending yeah, like yeah, crazy, yeah, yeah. but we don't care about deficits when the Republicans are going to reduce the amount of yeah. revenue the government takes in?
Well, maybe the president has an announcement in that regard. When he
I hope
there.
So.
What is the announcement?
So. I don't know.
It's a surprise.
I don't know.
It's a surprise.
Maybe it has something to do with this trade deal that he teased us with in China. $350 million trade deal.
$250 billion would it be?
Billion, right.
Yeah, would it be? And that's going to be interesting to see. Let me go to some phone calls, but I got to tell you, I have to tell you two guys, Alan Frank and Debbie, listening to, is it's great. When I was at the Chelsea Pier, and we were at Pier 60, wherever we was, you know who comes over? A lot of the servers come over, and they say they listen. And there was a gal named Barbara, and she came over. She goes, Joe, every morning I listen to you guys, to Barbara, so I appreciate that. And then my father listens. What's your father's name? Mel. So, Mel, thank you. Barbara, thank you. All the great folks that come over, all walks of life. We have from all walks of life listen to the program. We appreciate that very much. By the way, I'm on with Dr. Keith Ablow today.
Oh, terrific.
We're doing a podcast. He does a podcast. Sit down, stand up, and sit down. Something about talks to comics.
Oh, great.
I mean, I'll get some therapy maybe with Dr. Keith. The Lord knows I could use that.
Tell him about that dream that you had yesterday.
Yeah, my mother was talking. She goes, she thinks like God is always there. That's what my mother's, she deciphered that as that. When I told about the dream with the gold stars and me like looking at and calling God out and really being evangelical and but God showing up and then me like floating away and looking. I thought I died. I really thought I died in a dream, which would, I mean, really.
My Joel exes, Osteen wasn't in the dream?
No.
Just
my exes were there going, yes. What's up? Mel in Brooklyn, how you doing this morning? What's on your mind?
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk about the Uranium One deal. The premise that this is legal is completely false, and I'll tell you why. Since 1991, we spent billions, and that's billions with a B, to remove and safeguard all the bomb-grade radioactive material that was in the former Soviet Union. To typify this, there was Project Sapphire, which took place in the late summer of 1994, where we flew in three C5 galaxies to Kazakhstan and removed over half a ton of bomb-grade uranium from the former Soviet Union and containerized it with technicians from Lawrence Livermore. After we invest all this money, the taxpayer invests all this money to remove bomb-grade uranium and plutonium from the Soviet Union, the Obama and Clinton administration decide that they should have it back. And that is completely in the face of all the taxpayers and the world, because this is a proliferation treaty, what the Clinton administration, well, the Obama-Clinton administration did. They allowed the uranium now to go back to an unsafe area where they had padlocks on warehouses, warehouse doors that was standing between anybody and the uranium and plutonium that the former Soviet Union created.
Mel, thank you. Thanks for doing the research, man. I know. I just don't understand how the press or the narrative or the mainstream media narrative is all over the Trump, quote unquote, collusion with Russia. And they don't even address this. It's just unsettling. So I appreciate you staying on it. And Mel, thank you for that. Let me go to Dean in New Jersey. Good morning, Dean. What's on your mind this morning?
Hiya, Joe. Yeah. Well, you know what I was thinking? The taxes, they should make it so the high tax states, like I'm in New Jersey, they should make it so the high tax states don't get to deduct it. This way, you know, we put pressure on our governor and everybody else.
Yeah,
to lower the tax rates here. Otherwise, it's just going to be a mess, and it's going to continue. And just like Frank says, there is no Republicans that are under pressure to change it. Our Republicans in this area now, they're talking like Democrats.
Yeah,
they don't care.
Dean, I appreciate it, but I tell you this: in theory, in the world of business, if the Trump administration doesn't allow us the write-offs in New York and New Jersey, there is no way on God's earth that the government, the governors of New York and New Jersey, are going to lower taxes ever. They don't know how not to do that. They don't know how to create revenue. That's what when I started to run and I wanted to run, I had a whole plan. You have to create revenue. So you have to put a Prop 13. You have to cap the taxes. They will never do that. And we're going to get slammed by the federal government, and we're going to get slammed by municipal and state taxes. It's what we do. And yet we still stay here. Like, what did Chaz say? Nobody cares, Joey. Nobody cares. Debbie Duhame, and then Arthur Idell is going to join us. Come on in, Arthur. Debbie, how you doing out there this morning, my dear?
I'll tell you guys what's happening. Good morning, Joe. Let's see what's happening as you head over to 287 northbound. Really busy getting up through Piscataway. It's busy as well. Southbound 287 exit 6 getting down past Piscataway with an accident reported. 202-206 busy at the Somerville Circle and the New Jersey Turnpike northbound. A lot of volume getting up toward exit 14 getting up through Newark. Deegan southbound stop and go getting down toward the stadium. Watch out for some slowdowns as well on the Grand Central Parkway West by LaGuardia with an accident and the Staten Island Expressway eastbound right by Clove Road, an accident there as well. Brought to you by Unbound.org. Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice. Continue their dream of education or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future in a single moment. See how far your support can go at Unbound.org. Checking in on the forecast. Partly cloudy today, and it'll be sunny for tomorrow. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Michael Medved says the warning signs were there with the Texas church shooter.
In 2012, he was charged with assault. The records say he repeatedly struck his young wife. He also hit his stepson's head with a force likely to produce death. This is one of those things where there are so many problems with the system that enabled this to happen.
The Michael Medved Show. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
The IRS doesn't mess around. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts, too. Even threaten your home or business. If you owe back taxes, call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Don't delay. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-364-9188. 800-364-9188.
Optima Tax Relief.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
The Pirates opened the 2017-18 season in impressive fashion last weekend with convincing victories over Fairleigh Dickinson on Friday and Monmouth on Sunday, both part of the NIT season tip-off. Senior Angel Delgado, last year's national leader in rebounding, had double-doubles in both contests, giving him now 52 for his historic career. But a step up in competition is in store for the Hall this week, as it will welcome the Indiana Hoosiers to Newark on Wednesday as part of the Gavitt tip-off games. It's been nearly 20 years since the Pirates have faced the Big Ten powerhouse, and it will be the first time the Hoosiers have made the trip to the Prudential Center. On Saturday, the Pirates will again look to defend their home court with a contest against local rival NJIT. Tickets for both contests are available by visiting Ticketmaster.com. And, of course, you can hear all the action with Gary Cohen and Dave Popkin on the call on your home for Seton Hall men's basketball AM 970 The Answer. With the Seton Hall Minute, I'm Matt Sweeney.
Love Seton Hall. Thank you, Matt. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 824 right now. The one, the only, Arthur Idala is live in the studio. We love this man, and anything can happen. But right now, look at me. I'm going to be like Johnny Carson, and I'm going to actually hold the product up. Michael's of Brooklyn. Michael's of Brooklyn. This is what I get. I go to ShopRite. I look on the shelf for the sauce. What do I see? Michael's of Brooklyn. I know when you're listening in Little Rock, when you're listening in Nashville, you see Michael's of Brooklyn. Where is it made? Brooklyn, New York. Now, I want to talk to you about not only Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York, but on top of everything else they do, we want to let you know about their one-of-a-kind gift boxes at Michael's of Brooklyn. Listen to Joey, please. They make wonderful presents for family, friends, and business associates. Also provide the perfect opportunity to treat yourself. Now, everyone in your gift on your gift list can enjoy their pastas married with the same sauce they use at the restaurant right there in Brooklyn. The same sauce that's made with all the natural ingredients like imported Italian olive oil, pure imported olive oil, hand-chopped fresh basil, garlic, and onion. At Michael's of Brooklyn, all of their sauces are certified gluten-free, certified non-GMO. And we were told that when we were kids. Didn't our parents tell you that? Hey, it's non-GMO. But people worry about it. But this is as healthy as it gets. Giving you a product that is as healthy as it is flavorful. And when you add a tray or two of their delicious cookies, you'll have a holiday gift that's truly worth celebrating. Order yours today. Savor the taste of Italy. Head to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Okay, michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Or you can call 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851, Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Due to the game, Kevin McCullough Radio, today at 4 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
It's from Mariana Dollar right there, the old man with Radio Piscopo live in New York.
Imagination.
Sing it, Frank.
Is funny.
Swinging, baby.
It makes a cloudy day sunny. Makes a bee think of honey. Just as I
think of you. Arthur Idala is a brilliant legal mind, former Brooklyn prosecutor, star criminal defense attorney, renowned legal analyst, kind enough to come on Piscopo. Great on the radio, by the way. I love
my mom. Did my mom write the intro
for
you?
No, I wrote the intro because I love you. You're my buddy.
I appreciate it.
Arthur, I tell you, and Anthony Pope, my guy from Jersey. You guys, when you guys talk, you're in like a whole nother planet, man. I love it. I just love that. Maybe you should have been, you know, what do you think about the Menendez trial? You talked early on when I said done, he should be done, and people are saying this is the end of it, and then I'm talking to you, you're going, no, not so fast.
Well, because it's not so clean, and in my opinion, you know, I heard you guys earlier speaking about politics becoming criminal, and if one party wins, you prosecute the other party.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not the way it's supposed to be. I mean, look, if you're talking about Vince Foster and it's a homicide, okay, maybe that needs to be looked into, but we've definitely gone overboard. And in my opinion, Joe, if a U.S. attorney is going to go after a United States senator, that jury should walk into the jury room and in 5 minutes say, there is so much evidence here, beyond a reasonable doubt, this guy definitely broke the law.
But how do you make that evidence in plain speak? Because it's hard to understand a lot of the time.
Sometimes, Joe, in the old days, guys used to go in and say, hey, you see that brown paper bag over there? There's not scungeel and galamad in there. There's some shkarol, which is money, and I need you to take that money, and then I want you to vote this way on on this issue, or I need you to push this through. And they were direct bribes, direct cash, pay-to-play kind of situations. Yeah. Now, you have two guys with Melendez. You have the Dr. Melgen, who... they know each other for a long time.
Dr. Melgen.
He happens to have a lot of money. And so, I mean, the way like Murano, you know, he's got this beautiful condo co-op. Everyone's going to be at his house.
Oh, yeah,
in other words, it's a big party. It's going to be caviar and champagne.
Not everybody was invited to that.
What about John Vito?
And the problem is he's got to give numbers out to people because there's so many people, they're going to have to take a number to get in. This is great.
So the bottom line is that you got a senator and his buddy who have been buddies for way before he was a senator, and the guy's a rich guy, and he says, hey, we're going to Paris. You want to jump on my plane? Come to Paris. Oh, it's you and your wife's anniversary? We'll send you to, I got a place like you go to, et cetera, et cetera. And then, whatever, weeks, days, hours, months later, he says, I need some help on this thing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Can you help me? The prosecutor says he sold his office. Has there been any proof that the senator has done something he wouldn't otherwise do for a stranger had he not given those, not be given those quote unquote gifts? My point, Joe, has been the old day when they had abscam. Yeah, yeah. They had undercover of FBI agents, undercover people saying, hey, listen, I'll give you this money, just cash, if you do this or if you do that. Right now, there's a trial going on with the head of the corrections union. And basically they're saying, okay, the corrections union head said, I'll give your agency all of our money or some of our money to invest in pension fund. Is there something that you could do for me personally? Sure. Like give me $60,000 cash? So what do you want? You want my prediction? When one juror who's excused, I never believe what the alternates say or a jury excused
really,
because they're usually wrong, except when they say, I think there's a hung jury, because they know what the count is. So if they know the count is 6-6 or 7-5, although the last trial I had, they started out, Joe, 11-1 not guilty, and a week later, well, unfortunately, my guy is cooling his heels right now. So jurors do swing.
Yeah.
But now the fact that they just came out with another note with the new juror inserted saying that there's a hung jury, you could see a hung jury in the future.
Does the Department of Justice try Menendez again?
Usually, as so appropriately in the 6 a.m. hour, both of you said, you and Frank said, they never they don't like to be wrong. They don't like to lose. You know, it's a big blemish on their record. If they try, they disrupt the whole country by trying a senator, and then they're wrong.
Arthur, you really are a brilliant legal mind. But when you're talking to a regular folks, a jury, and I would be one of those regular folks, and you start saying, well, he brought them in, and he brought Menendez in, and he tried to fix this health care, but it's so confusing and convoluted. To your point, you know, I think they met him. That was seemed to be the mistake that the prosecution made. Not that he won't get convicted and innocent until proven guilty, but they started talking about all these little convoluted stuff. It's hard to understand it all.
The term you like to use, breaking it down.
Break it down, man. You said that there's a bag with money in it. He took it. It's as simple as that. That's exactly what but, you know, I think he's walking. And then politically, they always go, Joe, you should go for the Senate now. You should go for the Senate. We need you to take Menendez's seat. I don't think you beat this guy. He's going to be a folk hero. Once you go in and you don't get convicted, you beat the big, bad government. And I think you're stronger than ever, even if the Department of Justice goes after
him. In this case, a hung jury is definitely, it's always a victory for the defense. But here, when you have the federal government coming after you, with all the weight and the power, you know, people have to understand, the caption reads, the United States of America against Al Gattulo. Do you know what that does for you psychologically? It's right up there with cancer.
Guilty.
And now, what about your girl, Gloria Allred? You see her popping up her face yesterday with Mr. Moore?
I'm embarrassed. I mean, I get embarrassed because when I see what you do and I see what Anthony Pope does and you have clients and you don't say a word about anything to anybody. That's what my father could never understand when lawyers advertise. He could never understand that. I mean, we have folks that advertise on the station. We love that. We love that. But my father, he never liked what they
my
used to call,
wouldn't even dream of it,
quote unquote, ambulance chasers. You know, they used to call them. They never did. So when this girl goes out and she showboats,
you know, who changed all that? Jacoby and Meyer.
Oh,
they were the first one. Well, they changed. It used to be you were not allowed to advertise.
Right.
Then once they opened up the floodgates, Jacoby and Meyer's ran through, and now it's Selena with Barnes.
So Gloria Allred going out. Yeah, I don't know. When Gloria Allred shows up, that's when I think, well, maybe the guy's innocent.
It's a great point. And you want to talk about consistency. When I was listening to you and thinking about doing the show this morning, and I was actually in the shower, I was thinking about you, Joe. Don't hold it against me.
Oh, my Lord.
You know what makes Michael's of Brooklyn sauce great? It's consistent, right? It's the same. It's, you know, you don't, you know, go, well, I wonder what's going to be in the jar this time. The same could be said about Gloria Allred. If you took all of her clips, right, it's she actually has the press conference at the same hotel. She always starts with making some dramatic statement. The woman always starts talking. The woman then cries. Gloria and her then hug, and then they walk off. It's time after time. It's exactly the same way. Now, you want that degree of consistency in Michael of Brooklyn sauce. You do not want that from a lawyer. And it's she just – that's why these women have no credibility. This woman last night is on the television hysterically crying – next to Gloria Allred about something that happened 46 years ago. Now, I understand if it happened 46 years ago, it's upsetting. But are you seriously, like, hysterically, uncontrollably snot flying out of your nose crying? Because that's what she was. It's like, come on, lady. Like, in the 46 years, the wounds haven't healed. I mean, people lose children, and 46 years later, they're in better shape than this woman who said, you know, he closed the door and put his hand on her boobie over her shirt. And the other thing is, look, there's a statute of limitations on every case for a reason.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to be able to defend yourself. I mean, Joe, and again, I was thinking of you. Could you imagine if someone showed up tomorrow and said, in 1984, when Joe was on Saturday Night Live, he did this, that, and the other. Now,
I wish I did, but I didn't.
Had they raised those charges in 1984, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you knew the woman was making it up. You could say, hold on a second. Yeah. Here's the ticket. I actually was appearing with Eddie Murphy in California. I wasn't in New Jersey when she said it was. Here's my airline ticket. Here's my hotel reservation. You could defend yourself.
But
now, how do you defend yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, on July 14th, 1984, Joe Piscopo had me in a car and he put his hand on my knee. And I'm offended by it. How do you defend yourself?
Yeah,
you can't.
True, I know. Everybody's thinking about that. Everybody's worrying about that. The fact that this guy, Roy Moore, not to say, and if you're listening, to me, and again, not to judge the guy, seems a little creepy anyway.
Look,
I don't understand this guy. This guy's a little out there for me, so I understand.
It's the numbers that look like. So if it was one person, you'd be like, how do you believe this woman from 46 years ago? Now there's a second person. Then there's a third person. There's a fourth person. Then what's their motivation? Why are they behind? Now, if you believe in the deep state and all that stuff, what do you call it? The dark whatever you...
Yeah, no, it is a deep state.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Could there be some massive conspiracy? They don't want this guy to win, and they line up these... who knows? But as a purely as a criminal defense attorney, not as a woman's advocacy person, not as someone who's an expert in rape trauma syndrome that could explain why women take so long to outcry, but as a criminal defense attorney, if a guy comes in and says to you, hey, Art, I didn't do this.
Yeah, yeah.
It happened 32
but
years
Arthur,
ago. How do I defend a guy from 32 years ago?
Why does it became... in England, is that made public? If you make an accusation, there's a country where it's not made public. Before, that anybody can say anything now. And this, we're in a takedown mode in this country. Anybody can say anything.
And you're guilty. Look, I deal with
right.
it all the time.
That's right.
So when my clients are accused, it's on the cover. And when they're acquitted, it's on page 36 on
Richards. Yeah, yeah.
We stay open for Thanksgiving because we're a family-oriented business, which I support them for doing. But you know what I mean, right? I mean, you get arrested. I get a little PC Richards commercial. Don't get mad at me. I'm getting them to be sponsors of this show.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I mean, but you know that's how it works, right? I mean, you get charged with a crime, it's headlines everywhere.
Yeah.
You get convicted, it's headlines everywhere. You get exonerated, it's like, oh, yeah, you see the obituary and the ad to adopt a dog.
But isn't it in England, you got to pay? The other side's got to pay. If they're not guilty.
I believe that's in the civil court, And I, listen, as a civil litigator as well, I have no problem with frivolous lawsuits with people there being punished because it's people like you who get hurt, people who are really in the spotlight and all. Oh, I saw your buddy yesterday. I'll name drop. I saw your boy Bobby De Niro yesterday.
Yeah. No kidding. What was he doing?
He spoke at the Crane's Business Lunch.
Really?
He was awarded in the... the Business Hall of Fame.
I got to ask it. People
and he
know.
Said something.
Uh-oh.
You know, he was in a kind of a Trumpish crowd, so I think he had to be careful. But he said something. He used a line that was great. And he said, hold on, business without humanity is not business. It's just greed.
Yeah. All right.
And it was all about, and he was said, he goes, look, I've been very fortunate.
Did he follow
I've made
that
a
with,
ton of money. He goes, it's incumbent on me as a human to help the other humans who need money, who need help, et cetera, et cetera.
Did he say greed is good in the middle of
it? He did not say, but he said he's filming a movie called The Irishman.
Yeah.
And
it's an insane
cast. It's Scorsese's directing it. Pacino is in it.
Yeah, the shot
Ray
in Jersey.
Romano's filming
in,
all over New York.
Yes.
And Jersey as well. And the guy, the pilot that flew me in, David Windmiller, was the guy that actually is a Scorsese's pilot in that chopper that you see around town.
Right.
Arthur
Idala,
we love having you here, man.
Listen, Joe.
Stay close.
Ladies and gentlemen in the radio audience, he's got a beautiful striped tie on.
We're on.
I know, but you think my mother knows how to operate Facebook and look at this thing? He's got a bright orange pocket. Poof, it's for showing, not for blowing. I'm just giving you my analysis here. Al Gattulo now is hair. I'm not thrilled with it. I liked it better when you were in our club, but that's okay.
And Morano
is Morano. He could use maybe a little the Brillo pad.
December 1st.
Frankie,
so you're
Five, like,
you're
Burrow.
Just growing everything in.
That's right. Arthur, stand by because we got a couple for Dave Damiani's going to come on, and we're going to L.A. and I'm performing out there, but I may need you to sit in with the boys if you'd be so kind.
Let's hang out, man.
It's always an honor. Give a love to your family, your beautiful family.
You're
beautiful.
The best, Giuseppe.
All right, you too, Arthur. Love you, man. 8:38 right now. Big Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
36 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A $2.5 billion development is being planned on the Raritan River that would transform a major brownfield. It's called Riverton and will be built at the old Dutch Boy Paints plant site in Sayreville. It's a 418-acre property that builders say is the largest mixed-use development site in New Jersey history. North American Properties says when it's completed in 2021, it'll have a mix of stores, restaurants, office space, hotels, parks, and a marina. Yes, Joe Piscopo.
That's great. I remember that Dutch Boy Paint thing. I've been going over the Driscoll Bridge when I was a kid. And they're redeveloping that whole thing?
Yeah, Frank is giving me the sign.
Thank you for that information.
Anytime, Joe. More people are looking to become New York City firefighters than ever before. Fire officials say more than 46,000 people took the recent firefighter exam, the most ever. Officials also say for the first time ever, those of color were the majority of test takers. There was a record number of women as well. More than 4,000 women took the recent test compared to just under 2,000 during the last exam in 2012. In sports, the Knicks, they ended up beating the Cavaliers. They ended up losing to the Cavaliers, by the final of 104-101. And we've got college hoops tonight on The Answer. St. John's home against Central Connecticut State. Tip-off set for 6:30. Stuck in traffic. Debbie Duhame's got The Answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks. Southbound Thruway still slowing down at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Over on the Taconic southbound at 52, an accident just cleared. Now it's a disabled vehicle, so traffic is moving slowly down through East Fishkill. Inbound side of the GWB down to a 5-minute delay. Lincoln 45, Holland 25-30. Stop and go on 80 West exit 53, getting out through Wayne with some earlier problems. Clear 21 North at Ackerman Ave, getting up through Clifton and Passaic. Watch out for a disabled car. And traffic is slowing down on 202-206 by the Somerville Circle with an accident reported there as well. Watch out for some slowdowns as you head over to the northbound side of the Van Wyck. Some stop and go traffic getting up and out toward Atlantic Avenue with the missing manhole cover. And on the westbound belt at Lefferts Boulevard, accident cleared. Staten Island Expressway East at Clove Road, an accident still being cleaned up. Alternate side parking rules are in effect for today citywide. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 49, sunshine tomorrow, high of 50 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com.
If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you will feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have fewer aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy to celebrate Balance of Nature's 20th anniversary. They are offering their best deal ever. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. 1-800-246-8751 and use the promo code TheAnswer for a free 2-month supply or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the promo code TheAnswer. Call Balance of Nature 1-800-246-8751. Use the promo code TheAnswer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough of AM 970 The Answer. I hope that you're hearing our need for you to get involved in helping our fellow Americans in Puerto Rico. The worst hurricane in the nation's history, and they are still without power 49 days later. Todd Chapman from Food for the Poor, how can we help?
Desperation continues in Puerto Rico. Food for the Poor has delivered a sustained ongoing response. Foods, water, medicines, hurricane relief supplies. It takes $5,000 to ship a shipping container with over $100,000 of these desperate desperately needed supplies, and we're hoping that our listeners will be a part of doing that. Your gift of $250 will help speed this relief to Puerto Rico. So, friends, can you please be a part of this effort right now?
We only need 9 people to give a one-time gift of $250 or $20 a month for the next 12 months to complete our next container of supplies. Would you help us right now? Here's the phone number, 855-919-4673. That's 855-919-4673. 855-919-4673. Or give online at am970theanswer.com.
All right, we got 5 minutes. First 5 callers, next 5 minutes, I'll give you to 850. Look at me giving you extra minutes here. You want a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter, you call 855-621-9949. All European makes excluded. This comes from our good friends at Route 22 Toyota, where you can get those low lease offers, 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Thank you, Alex Kinsella, for that. Thank you, Iggy. Thank you, Chester. Thank you, Carmelo, Wendy, and all the great folks, Chris and Johnny, the great family that is Route 22 Toyota. First 5 callers, first 5 minutes, you will get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter if you call 855-621-9949. Just say, Joey sent me. And then peruse that largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey at Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, at Route 22 Toyota. You will love it. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter, 855-621-9949. First 5 callers, next 5 minutes. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm in a New York state of mind.
Mike Gallagher is a great guy. He's a fun guy.
Joe's in a good mood today, isn't he?
No,
glow.
A couple of pretty girls will do that in studio.
I mean, he's got just a special aura. I mean, listen, I like this, Joe. This is good. Congratulations, Joe. Happy Tuesday.
But he gets this aura, costs some money.
I mean, I just hear cash register, cha-ching, cha-ching, out in the background. But no, I'm not. Let's not be cynical. Cha-ching. I hear lovely things.
I can't write off alimony anymore in this new tax reform situation.
Net loss.
How does the president not allow that? The president's been married a couple times, I guess. You know, that's all I'm asking.
Just make a call,
hey,
you know?
So, first of all.
How are you?
Great. And first of all.
I know.
You were the worst.
Frank, look at him.
Oh, I know.
I mean, it's like
amazing what a couple of beautiful women will do.
Wow.
Will you stop? You guys are killing me.
And by the way, the president has paid his debt to society.
Yeah.
Joe has yet. He's
Joe's,
continuing.
It's a work in progress. Yeah. The low interest plan.
I'm
speechless. Happy for you.
Nothing. I'm just.
My dog dies and you're in love. You know? This is our life. This is it. That's just the way it goes. That's the way this. I could get a bumper sticker. My dog dies. Joe Piscopo's in love. I mean, that says everything you need to know. And I'm done. My work here is done.
No, so. I don't have time for love,
yes,
Mike.
You do. Oh, yes, you do.
I don't. I don't have time for a relationship. I have no time.
Make time.
You can't, because every time I make time, I get a text saying, "So you're not going to pick the kids up?"
What's wrong with you? Where are you?
You're lousy.
Don't be cynical. You need to be optimistic. You need to be hopeful. Mm. Young at heart, young. You got the whole.
Every time I think like a woman, the first thing I say, I told Mike before we went on the air, "You're going to break my heart." They say, nice way to start the relationship.
That's a good way to start the conversation.
Hey, I'm sorry about the dog. Rory
was 13, so she had a good life, took good care of her.
That's
all right. It stinks.
That's a tough one, man.
It's a hard decision. It's a hard decision because you have to make the decision to take her to the vet. You know, that's the tough part. It's like she's looking up at
you. What happened?
Diabetes. She had diabetes.
How did they do it? Did she stop? Her breathing was...
She was just getting sick all the time. And she was sick more than she was well. And I thought, I'm putting her through too much for my sake. Dog people know. I mean, it's just... But hey, you're in love, and that's good. It's a dawn of a new day.
You busted my chops.
Everybody's trying to get me to get a new dog. I'm not going to get a new dog.
Maybe I'll meet someone for you. Can we double date? No, absolutely not. She loves you.
You tell her, give her my best.
She loves you. Mike Gallagher.
I'm happy.
He is so smart.
I used to say I'm happy at home with my dog.
He knows more about everything.
Now I don't
even
have
Mike
the dog.
Gallagher.
Now it's just me, Al. Just me looking at
but
them.
I got somebody
no,
for you.
No, absolutely
you
get not.
You don't like to be set up, do you?
Busy day. We got a lot going on
today.
Boy,
did he dance through that. See?
What are you saying about Roy Moore, Mr.?
Well, you know what? I think the guy gives me the creeps a little bit, and I don't want to say anything. And this has nothing to do with the accusers, because like Arthur was just saying, I don't believe it. I don't know that you believe anybody, and maybe it all happened. The guy just seemed not my kind of guy.
I just love how this has a process with a resolution, and there is a resolution. It's the uniquely American democratic process of the voters getting to decide.
Yeah.
Whatever we think or don't think about the accusations, the voters have a decision on December 12th. They know him. They're going to know more about it. I mean, the local papers are all over this in Alabama. It just seems to me to be so peculiar. Rich Lowry wrote in National Review this week, we may talk to Rich, there's one guy that can change all this. It's Donald Trump. If the president comes back from Asia and says, I want him to step down, maybe that changes.
Is that the surprise announcement he has, do you think?
Well, one wonders. I mean, others are saying it might have to do with the Uranium One deal and the investigation. Who knows what
it's
about.
Which, about time. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
That was the best news I heard yesterday.
But here's let's go to that for a minute. A lot of people said, where's Jeff Sessions? Many have been disappointed in Jeff Sessions. Mm-hmm. He's been MIA. Mm-hmm. Why did he recuse himself?
Yeah.
Hey, well, you know where he's from?
Yeah.
You know what state he's from?
Right there.
So how about he quits? You solve the president's AG problem. Mm. You almost guaranteed that he wins because he's beloved in Alabama. Yeah. Republicans hold the seat. Everybody wins.
See, this is why we pay Frankie Fiburos the big bucks. He said the exact same thing. You really think that could happen?
Frank got that from me because I wrote him an email 2 days ago. No. But no. It's a scenario. It's one of many scenarios. Here's the problem.
You didn't credit Mike Gallagher, though, Frankie?
No, it wasn't. Great minds think alike, Frank. The problem you got. If he doesn't back down and he wins, now what are you going to do? Because if you unseat him, then you're going to have a very ugly prospect of a party overturning the result of a legitimate
Frank
election.
Mentioned maybe expulsion at that point, but they'll just go right to that.
For conduct 40 years ago, 40 years before you were elected.
Yeah, unproven conduct.
So let's expel everybody for what they did 40 years ago. Let's look into everybody's background of what they did long before they were elected.
It's fascinating to see the revisiting now of the allegations about Bill Clinton with Ronita Broderick and Paula Jones and all this stuff, because now it's like the accuser has a voice.
Yeah.
Then they didn't have much of a voice. Yeah, it was just written off. The Atlantic, they wrote a big piece this week about the reckoning for Bill Clinton that might be coming. So all of it, none of it is good. None of it is, terrible for the country. It's certainly terrible for the Republican
Party.
Great
interview with Newt the other day. Yesterday.
He's, he's got the same take. That Tim Scott was the one, I think, the senator from South Carolina. Let the voters decide. It's going to be on them. I'm also fascinated by the Rand Paul story.
Yeah.
My gosh, what happened to this guy?
Lots to talk
and
about.
Now he's giving interviews saying, you shouldn't be attacked and have six ribs broken. What?
I didn't know you had six ribs.
How many
ribs are there?
I don't know.
Well, he got pummeled, obviously.
How could you possibly do that?
On his lungs?
Yeah.
The poor guy can't even talk.
Wow.
How does that happen?
Wow.
And he hasn't talked to the neighbor in 10 years?
Yeah.
Do you know your neighbors?
Yeah, I do.
I kind of know mine.
I have a great neighbor. I'm blessed with great neighbors.
Good. Joe's neighbors are acres away, though. That's
it's true.
They yell at each other.
17 miles as the crow flies, so they don't ever, but that's...
A tree comes down, and you say, is that on your property or my property? And you dance a little bit because no one wants to pay for the tree removal, and I always end up paying for it, so it's okay. Mike, 10 o'clock with Mike Gallagher.
Great seeing you guys.
Top of your game, by the way, Mr.
Thank
Gallagher.
Thank you. You too. Keep it up, and congratulations.
No, please.
So
he's the worst.
So
Mike.
In love.
Mike, I love you. Debbie, I love Debbie. That I know. Debbie Duhame.
This is news, so who are you in love with now?
Stop with that!
I want to hear the gossip.
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, nothing. It's nothing. I'm just in love with life. And
good answer.
And I love having you on the radio.
I'm here for you,
Joe. How are we doing now, traffic-wise, Deb?
I'm sorry to hear about Mike's doggy, the loss of Aurora. Sorry to hear about that. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. As you head over to the Taconic southbound, getting down toward 52 into East Fishkill, an accident clear, but now it's a stalled car in the way. Traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you. As you head over to the inbound Lincoln, it's 35, Holland 25. GWB is actually moving okay. Watch for construction outbound GWB on the lower level, though. 80 westbound exit 53, a car fire cleared. Traffic is still moving slowly. Garden State Parkway northbound getting up through 151 right through the construction zone. And you're still seeing volume 287 southbound getting down past to Piscataway and toward exit 6 with an accident cleared. It's still very busy on the Deegan South getting right down toward the stadium. Watch for some delays on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound out toward Clove Road with a collision. And over on the Belt Parkway west at Lefferts Boulevard, an earlier accident completely cleared out of the way. Alternate side parking rules are in effect for today citywide. Uptown 2 and 3 trains delays. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
I love Debbie Duhame, 852 with Piscopo in the morning. Omaha Steaks. This is where you want to go. I have Omaha Steaks. I have the family gift pack. I had it delivered to me, and I have had more fun with the family gift pack from Omaha Steaks. The steaks are spectacular. It's tender aged beef. Most flavorful tender aged beef that you will taste. There's veggies, the desserts, appetizers, convenient. And I love that I can go into my freezer with the Omaha steak. They come in this beautiful box. You open it up, but boom, the pork chops, the steaks. You can get two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops. This is all for less than $50, by the way. You want the gift for the holidays? I have it for you here. OmahaSteaks.com. Use the code Piscopo. You'll save 75% savings. It's the gift guaranteed to be a hit. Four boneless chicken breasts. Look at this list. Kielbasa sausages, four burgers, potato au gratin it has, four caramel apple tartlets, come on. And it's got this great seasoning packet, plus four additional kielbasa sausages for free. Omaha Steaks. Everybody talks about it. I've been receiving, by the way, as gifts, Omaha Steaks for about 10 years. And I love it, and it's just so easy. And every time I open the freezer and I see Omaha Steaks, I say thank you because it's so easy to prepare, and it's so great, and the kids love it. All right, $49.99. You can have less than $50. A gift like this for the holidays, you're not going to find a better gift. Listen to Joey on the radio, OmahaSteaks.com. Please enter the code Piscopo, OmahaSteaks.com. Enter the code Piscopo.
Worry less with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
So your son got home safe last night? Tom said he had a flat tire.
Yeah, he was out past curfew and got stuck on Route 1, but Liberty Mutual went out and took care of it for him.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, a flat, jump, or tow. It's no problem no matter where or when with their roadside assistance.
What was he doing out so late anyway?
Getting himself grounded for a month.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Optional 24-hour roadside assistance coverage. Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
I'm Chris King with the New York Islander Minute. On Saturday night in St. Louis, the Isles beat the Blues 5-2 to earn a split of their two-game road trip. Captain John Tavares notched his team-leading 13th goal of the season to open the scoring.
Tavares has the puck right in the paint, walks it out, fakes the shot, shoots, and scores! And John Tavares has given the Islanders the 1-0 lead just 3 minutes and 21 seconds in.
Casey Cizikas and Jordan Eberle scored a pair of goals just over 3 minutes apart to extend the lead.
Letty over the St. Louis line. Top of the left circle, wrist shot, kicked aside by Allen, big rebound, Cizikas scores! And that makes it 2-0 Islanders, just past the midpoint of period one.
Josh Hosang and Anders Lee closed out the scoring, and goaltender Thomas Greiss was named the game's number one star with 35 saves. The Isles' next contest is Thursday night at 7 p.m. when they face the Carolina Hurricanes at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Right here on your home for Islanders hockey, AM 970, The Answer.
Love that energy. Thank you, Chris King. 856 with Joe Piscopo on the radio telling you about my good friend Mike Lindell. I love Mike Lindell. I have it. I'm going to tell you the offer first and foremost that Mike has just for you. Exclusively listening to AM 970 The Answer. Buy one premium MyPillow, right? You get a second premium MyPillow for free. And this is from Mike Lindell exclusively for you. 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. You go to MyPillow.com. The promo code is AM 970. So if you call 800-651-0798. Use that promo code AM970. But I have to tell you got to check out the mattress. Al says he gets the mattress. And I got a whole bunch of pillows, and I got the Giza sheets, which are spectacular. Then Al goes, I got a mattress. I go, Al, you got the mattress? I didn't get the mattress. So lo and behold, they deliver the mattress. It is great. You get the mattress. You can get the mattress topper. But right now, if you buy one premium MyPillow at MyPillow.com using the promo code AM970, you get the second premium MyPillow absolutely free. 800-651-0798 or MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
I got to have a reason.
Joe Lumberg, back in the house. Joe, you sound good, man. I'm sorry you lost your voice yesterday, but you found it and you sound great, buddy. You feeling okay?
I need to get one of those My Pillows. I need to get one. My neck is a little sore.
Done deal. I'm writing a note. Darren, Mike Lindell, Joe Lumberg, My Pillow. You got it, buddy. You got it. You're going to love it. You will love it, Joey.
All right.
And weather-wise?
I think the next 2 days are okay weather-wise. Right. Then a little of the chilly side, but it's mid-November. Upper 40s today, maybe near 50 tomorrow with clouds and sun both days. No rain. We get some rain, I think, later tomorrow night into Thursday morning. Not a lot of it. And then a front moves through. It dries out. We get into the mid-50s Thursday. That's probably the high point of the forecast. And then it's chillier for Friday, dry. Most of Saturday looks dry, so you got some outdoor plans, you know, some pre-Thanksgiving shopping, whatever, get to get stuff done. Saturday's the day of the weekend to do it. It's going to rain at some on Sunday.
Thank you, Joey. Weather-wise, it's such a cuckoo day. 8:58 right now. Dave Damiani is a buddy. Is a young kid that loves Sinatra. And anybody who loves Sinatra has my respect and affection. We're going to talk to Dave live in the studio. Kevin McCullough is going to join us, tell you how you could help out Puerto Rico. And Rachel Brown, here's a young gal, noted gemologist, founder of Rachel Brown Jewelry. She's going to tell you how you can find some of this great jewelry that she has. And she got into business for herself. Radio Piscopo with Murano, Cotullo, and Debbie Duhame coming right back at you. Don't go away.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.